This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Raves. The Bradbury Art Museum has a new leader. Dr. Les Christensen was the founder and the director of the Bradbury Art Museum and is retiring. Assistant Director Jackie Bridewell has been named as the new director of the museum, which is located on the campus of Arkansas State University. They both came up to the studio and gave an update on some of the things that are taking place at the Bradbury Art Museum. I was able to talk to Christensen and Brightwell in this interview. Les, first of all, congratulations on your retirement.
Thank you.
Your years and really founding the Bradbury Art Museum, kind of your thoughts on that, because you really have started something that is just a wonderful thing, not just for Arkansas State, but also for the community. Kind of tell me about your vision about how you started the Bradbury Art Museum.
Well, I had a lot of help. It wasn't me alone. And in fact, one of the people who was very involved is sitting here next to me, and that's Jackie Bridewell. When we got started, it was kind of a crazy idea. We had been Bradbury Gallery for a number of years, but we were a facility that had multiple galleries within one space. Generally, a gallery is a single room, and we had six rooms. We also were a collecting facility, and we also did public outreach and education. And so those three things together are really what a museum does, and it's the definition of a museum rather than a gallery. So we decided to go ahead and take that leap. We restructured a lot of our policies and procedures and, in fact, literally the interior of the space. And we became a museum, and it was a tremendous opportunity. It's brought us a lot of attention. Our audience has grown exponentially. We've had a lot more programs, public outreach we can do. We've provided far more exhibitions. And so it's really was an exciting experience to see that happen and to see the community and the university embrace those changes.
And with you being an art museum, I would imagine that with the future opportunities, it opens all of that up to so many more things, because there's a big difference between the words gallery and museum.
There are. And the funny thing is, especially towards the end of the transition, we aren't really doing, we are now because everything has grown and changed and it's developed. But
sure.
In the very right at the cusp of when we were switching over, we had already been doing those kinds of things. And I just think people didn't maybe take it as seriously. But we have sort of capitalized on that opportunity, and it's dramatically changed, I'd say, in the last 4 years. It's exciting.
So congratulations on what you've done to build this up, and also on your retirement.
Thank you.
When you were talking about, we're talking about a new director now, mm-hmm. We have Jackie Bridewell here, who we're going to be introducing. It seems like Jackie, from what I've been reading, what we kind of talked about off air, Jackie seemed to be just a natural fit for this position. Tell us why.
Well, first of all, it's impossible to say enough good about her. She is a tremendous person. She's incredibly passionate about what she does. She's a complete delight to work with and to know. She's very devoted. She's very hardworking. And she cares so much about the museum and what's happening there. She's been the assistant director now for a number of years. And so slotted in and makes a lot of sense.
Very good. So tell us about Jackie Bridewell joins me now the director for the Bradbury Art Museum. Tell us a little bit about you, if you don't mind, please, by way of, you know, I guess you started when you were a student. Is that right?
I did.
Kind of tell
us
a little bit about that, a little bit about yourself.
Yes, absolutely. So I am an A-State alumna. I graduated a few years back with my BFA in graphic design. And during my final semester of college, I started working part-time at the then Bradbury Gallery. And it was just really quite a fun and enjoyable opportunity. And a few years later, when we became Bradbury Art Museum, I became the second full-time employee, and I joined on board as our graphic designer. And then I got to work closely with Creative Services on developing our BAM logo, which was a really enjoyable project. And then a few years following that, I became the assistant director.
So what was it about Arkansas State's Bradbury Art Museum that, you know, you said that you were in your final semester, I guess, and or maybe in your final year. What was it about the museum that you just fell in love with? It just really kind of inspired you to say, you know what, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be.
Yeah, visiting Bradbury Gallery as a student, I came to all of the openings, and it was always just inspiring to see these changing exhibitions and to see these artists from not only around the country, but around the world, and really representing what was happening in the world around us. And that inspired me as a student to keep returning to BAM as a guest, but also it led me to ultimately pursue it as a career.
Jackie Brightwell joining me here, who is a current director. Also, Les Christensen, who is a former director of the Bradbury Art Museum, joining us. So I know you work side by side with Les for a long time. What did you learn from her? How has she helped you in what you're doing now?
Oh, my gosh, it's invaluable. If I started to list everything that she's taught me, I think we would be here for a very long time.
Right.
No, she's helped me tremendously. I mean, I would not know everything I know about the art world or art museums or BAM in general, BAM specifically, excuse me, if it were not for Les.
So I know also one of the things is, you know, she of course started the vision. Now you're carrying the vision forward. What are some of the goals that you have as you want to move the Bradbury Art Museum forward over the next couple of years?
Yeah, so really one of my main goals is just continuing to build on the quality programming and public service that Les has set forth. So really going and expanding what we're currently doing. You know, we launched summer camps for the first time this year, and so we want to continue to do that and pursue, you know, growing that program. And we've started, this is our fifth year doing an annual high school juried exhibition in the fall. And this year we'll be expanding that to 11 counties. And again, just really kind of growing on those programmings we're offering.
And I know that's one of the things, you know, kind of having that opportunity, as you say, like working with the public, working with area high schools and all that. That's huge. That's really important, especially for the growth of the Bradbury Art Museum.
Yes, definitely. And we enjoy working with them. It's so inspiring to see these kids come in and engage with these artworks and, you know, have a real connection to the work and to what the work means.
So how did the summer camps go? And it was through the A-State Summer Academy. How did they go, you know, by way of the different programs?
Oh, they were wonderfully received. We had two separate camps, and the students really enjoyed them. We, at the end of the camps, our education coordinator, Haley Voges, some of the works have been selected to be on view throughout the hallway in the Fowler Center that connects the Fowler Center to the Bradbury Art Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're interested in seeing a few of the artworks from our summer camps, you can visit the hallways of BAM.
Fantastic. Les, one thing I was want to ask, kind of your thoughts on the future of the Bradbury Art Museum. I know she's kind of talked about some goals and that. What would you like to see? What do you think we'll see over the next couple of years?
Oh, I think we will see some tremendous exhibitions and a lot of very exciting and inspirational programming. The staff that's there right now is absolutely fabulous. They're an amazing group of people, both personally and professionally. And I'm sure that they will do really exciting new things and bring a lot to the community. And I recommend everyone come out and see what new things they come up with, because it'll be exciting.
So we're talking to Les Christensen, also to Jackie Brightwell here on A-State Connections on KASU. Les, I wanted to bring you in to talk about the Bradbury Art Museum hosting exhibitions from the Arkansas Art Center collection. Tell us a little bit about this and how this got started, if you don't mind, please.
Well, over the past few decades, BAM has exhibited several exceptional examples from the Arkansas Art Center's world-class collection of works on paper. And if people don't know how tremendous that is, they need to take a visit once the Arkansas Art Center reopens. I've worked with the terrific staff that's down there now and previous members, and so we had become acquainted. And when they decided to do the extensive renovations that they're doing now, they needed to do something with their collection because it wouldn't be able to be on view. So we were one of the facilities that was asked to look through their collection and make some, you know, curate a show and select some works. When this first happened, my initial response was how exciting, and that I thought I would look through their thousands and thousands of drawings and prints and come up with a couple of exhibitions that maybe could rotate out. But fortuitously, Arkansas State University is also constructing a new Wingate Center for the Three-Dimensional Arts at the same time that the Arkansas Art Center is doing their renovations. And so that got me thinking about the three-dimensional arts. Another situation is we've always liked to include sculpture in our past exhibitions, but it's very difficult to do that for the length of the exhibitions that we run, usually 4 to 6 weeks. So the cost of shipping sculpture is quite high, and creating, and then different kinds of requirements for exhibition display. So when we found out we could have this tremendous body of work at the museum for 2.5 years, so a long duration, it just made an awful lot of sense to go ahead and select works that were three-dimensional.
And these are fantastic works. Can you tell us a little bit about what people can see when they go to the Bradbury Art Museum through these through this collection, please?
Absolutely. We actually, I curated one show, and at the end of that, I decided that it just wasn't enough, and so we've dedicated two galleries to this work for the next couple of years, which I think will be really exciting. There is a Louise Nevelson, which absolutely thrills me that that can be seen here on our campus. There's an Auguste Rodin, Henry Moore, Peter Vulkos, Robin Horn. I could just go on and on and on. The quality of work, these are all sort of titans in their field. This is a group of artists who are recognizable and important in all of their areas.
Right. Jackie, your thoughts on this when you learned that this collection was coming to the Bradbury Art Museum?
Oh, it was beyond exciting. This is such a fantastic opportunity to view these very well-known modern and contemporary artists, especially admission-free and right here on campus. It was particularly exciting.
I think about how you have this coming from Little Rock. This can be here for 2.5 years. Really a great opportunity. This is a gem, a wonderful opportunity, I would imagine, Les, to be able to have people, you know, take advantage of being able to see this while it's here.
Absolutely. One thing I was really excited about is I found, particularly when I was a student, but since then as well, the ability to be able to go back and see a work of art again and actually, in some sense, get to know it, rather than have it be in an exhibition that's just up for a few weeks, I think will be tremendous for our audience, but particularly for our students as well.
So this will be here. What is it that kind of ties all the works together? You know, what are some of the things there that kind of makes it, kind of brings it all into one?
Well, the title of the show is Height by Width by Depth, and the title makes reference directly to all the work, which is three-dimensional, height, width, and depth. But also, it was sort of a play on words in my mind for the depth of the Arkansas Art Center collection. We think of them as being a world-class center, particularly known for their drawings and prints, works on paper, but they have a tremendous collection of sculpture as well. So in one room, what we've done is there is, it's a little bit more formal, so more interested in the form and the shape than it is in the content. And then the second gallery is more contemporary, and everything in the second gallery, the focus is on the figure, the human form, and the face.
How did y'all prepare for this?
Every piece, virtually every piece. There were a couple of exceptions, but we had to create new pedestals. We had to order or devise a method to show the works. We had to construct or purchase vitrines, which are the covers that go over them. We had to come up with different ways of being able to display them and actually to protect the work as well. So there are devices within the room that help protect the art from its loving audience.
Before I let you run, anything else y'all would like to add about this, please? Les, I'll start with you.
Well, I think the opportunity to view a wide variety of types of three-dimensional work. So we have bronze casting, we have bronze relief, we have wood assemblage, we have carved wood pieces, we have carved stone pieces, we have slab-built ceramic works. We have cast ceramic works. We have hand-built. It's a tremendous collection of a wide variety of both traditional and contemporary mediums. I think the audience will really enjoy them. And again, it's something that's difficult to bring in, although we certainly have in the past. But to have this caliber of work available here on our campus for an extended period of time is really a tremendous opportunity. And we thank the Arkansas Arts Center for that very much.
And that was Les Christensen and Jackie Brightwell talking about the Bradbury Art Museum. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.